Last question. Mr. Cox, you will be first. City administration is considering a branding campaign for Galesburg. Does Galesburg need to utilize an outside firm for this? And what ideas do you have to brand the city and region?
Well, the Heart and Soul Project has given us a good start and a good direction towards branding. Galesburg on Track is the theme developed by that team, and I want to thank the many people that for being a part of that team. We can use branding as a way to attract people to Galesburg. These days, many people work from home and have the option of living wherever they want. So I think Galesburg should be a great place for people to consider moving to. Because of our low housing cost and great transportation options, like a regular Amtrak service to Chicago, I think we can and should try to attract people from the Chicago area to move here. And we also have one of the top 25 underrated golf courses in America, as a side. Compared to Chicago, we have relatively low taxes. Unfortunately, compared to many other states, we don't. We can make Galesburg more attractive to Chicago area residents and those in other cities by improving our infrastructure, making our parks more attractive, improving our housing stock, continuing to improve our downtown, and by not raising taxes. Hopefully a branding project can be completed at low cost and hopefully by local residents. I believe Galesburg businesses will buy into the Galesburg On Track theme. We already have on-track businesses like Lieber's Boxcar Express, Iron Spike, Sidetracks, our local railroad museum, and the federal designation as the National Railroad Hall of Fame, and don't forget the Discovery Depot. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cheeseman.
Again, I do not think that we should hire an outside firm to do something like this. We have all the necessary resources to create a brand or a branding type of program here. And I think that we certainly utilize the groups like, again, I was part of that Galesburg On Track a stewardship team and all the work that they've done, but also the work from other groups, from the Galesburg Community Foundation, to our students, our youth, to our seniors. Let's involve all kinds of people. You can make this fun, and whenever you give people ownership in something, they're going to be more apt to be behind it. And if we do that here, I think that we're going to get something successful. So, again, it does not have to be done by a consulting team. Again, that's a waste of our money. We have the necessary tools here. You have to decide when you're going to brand something, what are we representing or promoting? What is our mission? What is our history, the values? What's important to us? What are we known for? What do we want to be known for? In other words, what is our brand? It must be complete, but it cannot be complicated. We also need to create within this a slogan, a logo, colors, things that are memorable, things that when we see this right now, we all feel a camaraderie about it. And after we've done these steps, we need to promote it, as I said, in every way possible. It is on everything. It is everywhere. We market it here in our community, outside our community. And as I say, it gives us pride and also direction and purpose.
Thank you. Mr. Hicks.
I think branding would be important to the community. I think it has to be done correctly. It has to be unbiased. Steve just said, it gives us a sense of pride. So if we can do this correctly and unbiased and get a sense of pride, that would be good. It would help let visitors know what's uniquely special about Galesburg. So that is important because when you think of, one of the things I was thinking about when I looked at this question over the last 2 weeks is, if I say Music City, USA, almost everybody in this room would think of Nashville. Nashville has done an excellent job of labeling themselves Music City, USA. They've got all type of businesses down there that have adopted that name, and they have a little bit of an advantage because they have all the country music stars there, but Jay's radio station puts that every day for us. But that's the kind of thing, if we could come up with something similar to that, that would brand Galesburg and give us a sense of pride and make visitors know what's unique about us, that would be great. And then one of the other points I'd like to make is that we'd have to have the resources to follow up with the branding, because if you just do a branding exercise and then you don't follow up with it, it's really not going to do much good. And we'd also make sure that we have the buy-in from, the Chamber of Commerce, the Visitors Bureau, the businesses, everybody in town is going to be very important.
Thank you. Mr. Coleman.
Well, this is one of those things. I love to keep everything local that we can. But the most important thing, if we keep it local with these different agencies that are already doing a great job, we got to make sure we keep it unbiased. Because so many times we look at things that are going on in our community, and so-and-so can, you know, they say, oh, well, we'll throw a couple dollars towards this, and then that changes the whole way our program goes. So we got to make sure the program stays unbiased. Yes, have the local groups work together. But ultimately, we need to have a board and a committee that's able to oversee everything and make those decisions. And if they see it's going in the wrong direction, then we go outside, even though I'm not a big fan of going outside. I think we have a great thing going here in Galesburg. We have a lot of different things. This week, I had a conversation with our local golf place. Had no clue all the stuff they have there. Would love to see us build onto that. We have a lot of great things here in Galesburg. Everything was get it here in Galesburg just a few years ago, and that's kind of died off. So we need to get things back in our community and make sure people are comfortable in our community and wanting to keep on visiting and spending dollars in our community. Because at the end of the day, that's what matters, and that's going to help pay for all the great stuff we have, including our community center. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Wallace.
No, I think we've crossed this bridge. The council voted not to have the outside facility come in because we have had the Heart and Soul the on track. We host balloon races. We host Stearman, Railroad Days. It's a town rich in history. And we're a community with strategic advantages once again. I mean, all roads run through Galesburg. They do. You know, all rail runs through Galesburg. But we have such a rich history. My grandfather built wooden box cars with the Swedes and the Hispanics and the Asians, and the boxcar village that the Hispanics lived in. We're building on that sense of pride and what we have here and keep it moving to keep our community, you know, growing. Branding Galesburg is a big part of what we want to do because we want people to come back in. We've lost so many thousands of jobs that it's unreal. And the population's decreased. How can we increase that? How can we keep our kids here? How can we keep our families safe? How can we keep people coming and wanting to be in Galesburg? I've spoken to so many people that say, I came to Galesburg because it was a nice place to live. So let's keep it that way. Keep it a nice place to live and keep it growing to the point where it's still a small town, but we still have that flavor that everybody wants to come and check it out. You know, we have so many people that come in for Railroad Days that's died off, the Stearman fly-in. You know, these things have died off. We have to revitalize those things and get them back in our city full bore. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to repeat the question. City administration is considering a branding campaign for Galesburg. Does Galesburg need to utilize an outside firm for this? And what ideas do you have to brand the city and region?
Well, I think we need to work with our local citizens and local businesses. Who knows it better? Go to Chicago, hire some firm. They don't know nothing about Galesburg. You've got Denise that runs Discovery Depot. You've got Rob Benedict that owns MSI. You've got all of these. You've got Jack Perez that owns Taco Hideout. They know our city. Chicago don't. It's not worth the thousands of dollars that this city wastes every year on crazy things. We spent the last few years with outside consulting firms on Churchill, this, that. We need to stop it. I think we have enough qualified people in Galesburg that could do the work for a lot less and be more in touch. We want people to move here. We need to make it more attractive by improving our infrastructure, our public safety, fire. That's our core essential needs. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Smith-Esters.
I think it's a wonderful idea, but not an easy one to pull off. Branding a city is not easy because everyone has an idea of what they want. Branding is basically a marketing strategy. Imagine how you want your city to be perceived. It should be marketed not just to the outside so people want to come in, but to citizens, so they want to stay. I would like to see the city use a two-prong approach by using a local marketing firm as well as someone from the outside. We need to do this to get the whole feel and view of Galesburg. Outside looking in and inside looking out. This will create a holistic approach to Galesburg, and we will also include the residents in the process. It's important that the residents be involved, not because of making a branding project work. Everyone has to believe in it, not just a logo or a catchphrase. It has to become the image the whole community has to promote. As for me, I would like to brand Galesburg as a friendly, inclusive, attractive community with a rich history and a vibrant future, and offers lots of things to see and do, and is full of opportunities for everyone. This is the Galesburg I want to represent. This is the Galesburg I am working towards. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Echera.
Can you read the question one more time?
Sure. City administration is considering a branding campaign for Galesburg. Does Galesburg need to utilize an outside firm for this? And what ideas do you have to brand the city and the region?
Okay, so I think branding is different than marketing, although they're very much related. We've already heard quite a bit about the heart and soul work that was done on what are the themes that we could promote, and I actually think there'd be a lot more agreement on our strengths than there would be disagreement. We've all talked about them tonight, the great downtown, the arts and culture, good schools, all these sorts of things. And, of course, your audience – the audience to whom you are marketing will determine the messaging to some extent. So, for instance, if we are messaging to retirees that we want to relocate, we might play up the pickleball courts, which I love pickleball. But you're going to promote different things to a different audience. If we're promoting it to employers to move their businesses here, within that core array of strengths, you might pick out different ones to emphasize. In terms of the work then, and paying someone to help us with that, I would agree that there's probably been a lot done on branding, but we may wish to pay someone to help with the marketing to tailor the message to the audience and the needs that those that we're trying to attract.